Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along on this Thursday, May the 31st. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 6 o'clock. Autism is a growing problem in Wisconsin. The number of children diagnosed with autism is climbing. There were nearly 2,500 reported cases in the state in 2005. We will talk with a guest lawmaker this hour who says treating autism should be covered by health insurance. Her bill will get a hearing this morning at the state capitol, and we want to start that hearing this hour. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, toll free from anywhere, in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Do you think insurance companies should be mandated to cover autism treatment in Wisconsin? Some say if that would happen, it would make health coverage less affordable for all people, that it would drive up the cost of insurance policies. We did, by the way, invite groups that are opposed to this bill, including the Wisconsin Association of Health Plans, to join us with their perspective during this hour, and they declined. WMC as well, the Wisconsin chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, also declined. So, what do you think? Should Wisconsin insurance companies be told to cover the cost of autism treatment? Judy Robson is our guest, Senate Majority Leader. She's a Democrat from Beloit, author of SB 178, which will receive a public hearing today. And Senator Robson is also a registered nurse. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
So what exactly does SB 178 do?
This bill requires that individual and group health insurance policies and plans cover the cost of treatment for children with autism, Asperger's syndrome, or other pervasive developmental disorders. And the reason that we have introduced this bill, it was part of the governor's original budget, and it was removed by the coalition because it was policy, and we are going to introduce it as separate legislation that we'll have a hearing, as you mentioned, this morning. The reason for it is a couple. First, research shows that intensive behavioral treatment programs that are begun when children are toddlers have a strong success rate. 50% of those children become, you know, we consider normal and will be able to enter a regular school setting at an age-appropriate grade with no need for costly special education. And as you mentioned earlier, the number of children with autism is growing. It's becoming increasingly prevalent. The U.S. Center for Disease Control, the CDC, says about 1 in 150 children have autism, and in Wisconsin, the rate is slightly lower, about 1 in 192, but it really does make it a very serious concern. As a matter of fact, according to the CDC, President Bush signed the Combating Autism Act very recently in 2006, and this bill highlights and profiles the importance of early intervention as well as the increasing pediatric concern about the increasing prevalence as well as the need for intervention treatment and also age-appropriate care.
Yeah,
and we know we can be effective, and it's a win-win because if we can get children to be as normal as possible, then they won't need costly special education. And we think that for every $1 we can spend in this way, we'll save $19 in special education.
Yeah,
and it's too bad that the insurance companies and WMC haven't come on to debate this, because that's what we do in the legislature, is we have opposing views and we hear each other out and listen.
Yeah, and is it the case now that most insurance companies do not cover this treatment for children with autism or related disorders?
That is the case right now, and I think part of the problem is a lot of insurance companies need to be prodded. They may not know the HR people, the human resources people, and others that devise policies and negotiate premium or insurance coverage do not realize that the increasing prevalence as well as the effective treatment that is available. This is fairly new information. And as a result, we know that autism is diagnosed more frequently than diabetes and AIDS and other pediatric problems. And if we have behavioral treatments at work and will prevent a child from being basically they're imprisoned within their own body, and some of them can't speak. And if we can get them treatment so they can speak and be outgoing and be able to relate to other children and other people in society, as well as become as normal as possible and won't need special education, this is a win-win for everyone, for the families who are just devastated by having a child with autism, as well as the cost of special education, which is always a struggle in the legislature when the education budget comes up, because we underfund special education and school districts moan that we provide a mandate but without the coverage. And so this prevention will go a long way to save money. And it's always a struggle with insurance companies. I've struggled with them in the past, and they seem to need a big spotlight on this issue. I'm sure it isn't something that they look at daily or even weekly or monthly, that autism is increasing, that we have treatments that will make children, especially toddlers, as normal as possible, and that it will save money in the long run.
Yeah, let me check our weather forecast and then continue talking with Judy Robson, the Senate Majority Leader, Democratic State Senator from Beloit, a registered nurse and author of SB 178, a bill that would require insurance companies to cover the costs of treating autism in Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234. We welcome your question about this legislation, your opinion as to whether you think this insurance coverage should be mandated when it comes to autism in Wisconsin, or maybe even your own personal story. Perhaps you're a parent of or know someone who has a child with autism. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, May the 31st. It's At Issue with Ben Marins this afternoon between 4 and 6. After 5, Ben's guest says, despite recent revelations about substandard conditions at veterans' hospitals, the Veterans Health Administration provides the highest quality health care in the nation. That's coming up after 5 this afternoon. Talking about another aspect of health care during this hour, talking about a bill in the state legislature, one that will receive a public hearing today, authored by our guest, Judy Robson, the state Senate's majority leader, that would mandate insurance coverage for autism treatment. Autism cases in Wisconsin's children on the rise, more than quadrupled in the past 10 years. And our guest says insurance companies should pay for the treatment that can help these children lead productive lives. 1-800-642-1234. We welcome your question or reaction to this legislation in Madison, 263-1890. The public hearing will be at 9:30 this morning at the State Capitol, Room 411 South. The Committee on Public Health, Senior Issues, and Long-Term Care and Privacy will be holding the hearing today. Rhonda in Cedarburg is our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. And I just want to say thank you so much to Senator Robson for introducing this legislation. I'm the parent. I have a daughter who is 5 with autism. And we had to wait over a year from the date of our diagnosis before we were able to get our daughter through the state waiting list and get her into treatment. We started treatment in December, and since then, my daughter has just made dramatic improvements. And no family should have to go through a nightmare of a waiting game. We are asking parents to meet in on the Capitol steps this morning to show their support for the legislation, and we just are so appreciative to Senator Robson.
Yeah, and Rhonda, before you go, I just want to understand this. You waited a year or so on a waiting list to get state treatment,
yes.
But if your own insurance company covered this treatment, you wouldn't have that wait?
That's right. There's a lot of families that pay their premiums every month and are simply just denied because the insurance companies have decided they don't want to treat autism. And this is a neurologically based condition. It's not, you know, a mental health issue. This is a physically based condition, and insurance companies ought to pay.
Yeah. Senator Robson.
Wanda brings up a good point, that the longer that the children wait to receive autism treatment services, that the less likely they are to be able to reach a normalcy. And we do have a waiting list, long waiting list. I think about 250 Wisconsin children with autism are on a waiting list and waiting for treatment under a state waiver program that's a little complicated. And most insurance companies, in fact, all insurance companies do not cover autism treatment. So it's time for us to put a spotlight on this so that people, insurance companies, realize the growing number as well as the effectiveness of this treatment.
Thank you, Rhonda, for the call. Next, we go to Steve in Rice Lake. Hi, Steve. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I was wondering if your guest could go into a little more detail about the bill, some of the other things that we covered other than, like, autism. For instance, I have a son who is epileptic, and we've had tons of battles with insurance companies. My son actually had to have brain surgery to stop his epilepsy, but as an example, he was able to receive speech therapy, but only a limited amount of service, and then they considered his epilepsy chronic. So we ended up footing that all ourselves in order to get him the speech that he needed. And I think, you know, probably people with children with autism probably run into similar things. And I think it's a great bill. I hope it goes through, but I just hope your guest could elaborate a little more. Thank you.
Sure. The bill specifies that it would be the treatment for autism spectrum disorders, and it would be autism, Asperger's syndrome, and other pervasive developmental disorders that are not specifically defined in the bill. It is a spectrum of disease, so it is pretty broad coverage for all of that. And as research goes on and in early diagnosis continues, we will find more and more of the spectrum disorder that would be covered under Senate Bill 178. I also want to say that there are 17 senators who have co-sponsored this and 32 representatives. And so it does have wide support in the Wisconsin legislature.
Yeah. How bipartisan is that support?
Well, it does seem like it's very heavy with Democrats. All the Democrat senators have signed on to it, 17. But there are a few Republicans who have also signed on to it in the Assembly. Senator Wirch is the co-sponsor in the Senate, and Representative Hickson, who's a communication professor, as well as Representative Benedict, who is a neurologist, retired neurologist, are the co-sponsors.
Yeah. When it comes to the mandating of the coverage, is it specifically for this intensive behavior program that has shown such success, or what about things like speech therapy and such that Steve brought up for, again, a different condition that his child has?
Yeah, it does include all of the treatments, and as it goes through the public hearing today, there may be suggestions for amendments, but right now it is this very intensive behavioral treatment that should include speech therapy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Steve, for the call. Larry in Watertown. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. Mm-hmm. Love the topic. My son, he's four and he has autism, and he got his waiver slot and made tremendous strides, and it's very thankful for that. Now, about a month ago, there was Capital Steps for Autism, and we were trying to get in the state budget the same bill, sort of like the same bill. The insurance companies will cover autism treatment. Whatever happened to that? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Yeah. Yes. As part of the 2007-09 state budget that Governor Doyle introduced this year in January, he recommended this proposal that group insurance policies covered the treatment for diagnosed autism spectrum disorder. And unfortunately, when the committee looks at the budget, they removed policy items, and they removed about 30 policy items, and one of them was this bill, and which we've introduced as separate legislation that we'll have a public hearing this morning.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Larry, for the call. Now, we've already heard from a couple of parents who had children with autism and who had this treatment and said it was very successful and they were very thankful, except maybe for the waiting. Have you heard from parents who have not been able to get this treatment, and what does that mean? I mean, does it mean that if we don't catch it early, that that child is going to be the worse off for it?
Well, we had a press conference, and some of the parents came to that press conference, and many of them were desperate, waiting on this list, knowing that as time went on, the less likely their child would be to be as normal as possible. So some of the parents told us they just dipped into their savings and depleted their savings. They spent their college funds that their grandparents left for them, and family and friends kind of chipped in, and their biggest fear was that they were going to run out of money and would have to suspend treatment to help their child before they could finish the treatment program. And they went through extraordinary measures, and you'll hear this over and over, and I'm sure today at State Capitol, the extraordinary measures that families will do to get the best for their children, and it's what any parent, any grandparent would do for their children, especially when you know that there's hope at the end with this treatment.
Next, we go to Mary Jane in Waukon, Iowa. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm a parent of a child who has recovered from autism, who's now 16, but who was diagnosed when he was 3. He's presently a sophomore on the National Honor Society, so he has recovered very well. Our treatment cost around $60,000 for the first year and about $30,000 for the second year. I think you've probably saved us. The neurologist who diagnosed him told me I would need between $2 and $5 million to care for him lifetime, that he would probably never work or marry. It looks like he's probably going to do both those things. Mm-hmm. Our program was partly paid, and we did the intensive behavioral treatment by special education, and partly paid by Prudential Insurance, because I had a very old insurance policy that did not exclude mental health conditions or neurological conditions or treatment that should be considered, quote, educational. I think this is a wonderful bill. I think it's going to save Wisconsin and the taxpayers a lot of money to be able to pass this bill. And it's certainly going to help a lot of families. I also want to thank Dr. Glenn Sallows of Wisconsin, who is helpful in recommending this treatment for my son in the year that the research was first published. And I also worked with, I had to have providers come out from California to teach people to do this treatment. So it's going to be wonderful when we have better treatment.
Mary Jane, thank you so much for the call, and it's very nice to hear about how successful this was, and I'm happy your son has recovered, is normal. And we're going to get Judy Robson to respond to your testimony coming up after we check news. Judy Robson, our guest, Senate Majority Leader, a Democrat from Beloit, author of SB 178, which would require insurance companies to cover the cost of autism treatment in Wisconsin. The bill will be getting a public hearing a little later this morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Thursday, May the 31st. We're talking with Judy Robson. She is the State Senate Majority Leader, a Democratic State Senator from Beloit, author of SB 178, a bill that receives a hearing today at the State Capitol, which would require insurance companies pay for the cost of autism treatment in Wisconsin. We welcome your questions and thoughts about this legislation at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Insurance companies oppose this bill, many anyway, saying that this would drive up the cost of insurance for everyone and should not be mandated. We did invite some associations, insurance associations, to join us during this hour to give their side of the story, but our invitation was declined. So we are talking with Judy Robson for the entire hour and with you. And we welcome your thoughts and questions for her. Senator Robson, we just heard some very powerful testimony just before the news from Mary Jane in Waukon, Iowa, who have a real success story to report. Her son went through what sounded like pretty expensive treatment, but he's now 16 and on the honor roll and is going to probably lead a very normal, maybe above average life because of this treatment.
We've heard that story several times, and that's why we need to have coverage and get early intervention at the toddler years. At the press conference, we also had a letter testimony from somebody that graduated or was graduating from Madison High School who was diagnosed early with autism, was as normal as possible, was graduating with honors, was planning on going to college, and this would have been a young man. He didn't tell us his name because he didn't want his friends to know he had autism. And that was another success story. And so the cost-benefit of having insurance coverage, providing treatment to children with autism disorders, the spectrum disorder, really indicates a couple of things, that we can prevent children from going into very costly special education. According to the DPI, we have approximately about 5,000 students with autism receiving special education services in Wisconsin. And those are numbers from a couple of years ago, and I'm sure it's even higher now because of the increased diagnosis. And we know that special education costs a lot of money, and as Mary Jane had said, her child would have probably not been able to get a job, probably not got married, and not have enjoyed the full quality of life that all of us enjoy. And when you have treatment available that we know works, for the most part, for at least 50% of the children, we ought to do everything we can as a society to make sure that children have access to this treatment.
Yeah. She stated it was about $60,000 for the
right.
first year, $30,000 for another year. If there are a couple thousand or more cases in the state, That does add up to a lot of money, though, doesn't it?
It is costly, as you mentioned and as we have heard, to have this treatment. But the cost of not getting the treatment is even more.
Yeah.
We think for every dollar that we spend with treatment, we'll save $19 later on in special education cost, in cost later on for someone not being fully employed, and not being a taxpayer. So there is, and also the tragedy, the personal tragedy of the stories of families whose children are trapped inside their bodies, who can't speak and just act out in kind of combative ways. If we can prevent that and we can provide treatment and they can become adults, fully functioning adults, we should do everything we can to make sure that happens.
Well, I'm sure, our hearts go out to the parents of these children with autism and the children themselves, but the insurance companies will say, our heart goes out to you too, but if we have to hike the cost of insurance for everyone, some people may not be able to afford their insurance. Maybe some employers will drop their insurance coverage, and in order to cover these children, a whole lot of other people won't have health insurance. What do you say to that?
Well, there is a spread of risk. When you do mandate insurance coverage, I think the last mandate we did was mine, which required insurance companies covered screening mammograms for women, mm-hmm. and that was about 18 years ago. And the same argument was used then, it's going to cost everyone so much money. But if you can get early detection for breast cancer and get women into treatment, we know what the success rates are. And now that's a given. I mean, that is like history. Mm-hmm. Of course, we should get screening mammograms. Of course, it should be treated and covered by insurance companies. And I don't think that insurance companies really will maybe initially resist, sort of a knee-jerk reaction perhaps, but not knowing the increased prevalence, but also that this treatment works and will save all of us down the road a lot of money in preventing all of the costs with special education. So the prevention is always a tough sell in the legislature with insurance companies. But, you know, I think it's just time for us to put a spotlight on this and say treatment works. Let's get going and let's mandate this coverage. And all of us, you know, pull it in a little bit so that we can cover all these children.
Amy in Columbia County is with us next. Hi, Amy, you're on the air.
Hi. My concern is how parents are going to be able to choose, if this coverage goes through, how they'll be able to choose who actually treats their children. Because my experience is that this is a job that a lot of people do as college students to get through college. And they get on-the-job training, and as a teacher, I don't see it to be as thorough of a training as I've had.
Yeah, so you're concerned about the quality of the treatment because it's being done by inexperienced people, Amy?
Correct.
Yeah. Is that a concern, Senator Robson?
Well, it's always a concern if you have non-professional or untrained people treating a disorder like this when we know it can be effective. The bill spells out who would be covered, a psychiatrist, a person who practiced psychology, a social worker, a paraprofessional working under the direct supervision of a provider listed above, the psychiatrist or a psychologist, and also a supervision outpatient mental health clinics that are certified by the state. And so I think it pretty well spells out the quality based on the certification as well as professional licensure.
Thank you, Amy. Mark, and I'm sorry, Mark, where are you from?
Ashapin.
Okay, Ashapin. And where is that?
Northeastern Dodge County.
Okay, what you're on the air. Go ahead.
My question is more of a budgetary issue. You've talked a lot about how much money it will save, but I don't know how you'll account for that when you're putting a hidden tax on insurance companies and forcing them to actually pay for the treatment, but the savings are coming out of the school budget. So why, if the savings, in fact, are coming out of the special education school budget, why not have that budget pay for the treatment?
Well, there are other disabilities in special education other than autism. And I highlighted, I don't think it's a hidden tax. We're being pretty upfront saying insurance companies should pay for this because it saves money for, you know, long-term for special education, but long-term for taxpayers when you have an adult who can be fully functioning and get a job, get married, and be a taxpayer. So it's not only the special education, it's the whole range of savings. And although it does cost a lot in the front end, in the long-term, it saves all of us a lot of money.
We're talking with State Senator Judy Robson. She is the Senate Majority Leader, a Democrat from Beloit, author of a bill that would require insurance coverage for autism treatment in Wisconsin. The bill receives a hearing this morning at the state capitol. We're holding a hearing this hour, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We welcome your questions and thoughts about this legislation and perhaps your stories. If you are a parent of a child with autism or know someone who has a child with autism, we'd like to hear from you too. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 13 minutes before 7 o'clock. Coming up after 7, we'll talk about the proposed smoking ban in Wisconsin, a bill that would prohibit smoking, ban smoking in all public places, including restaurants and taverns. We'll have a debate on the question of whether bars or taverns should be exempted or not from this legislation coming up after 7 o'clock. That bill also receives a hearing today at the state capitol, as does the bill that we're talking about this hour on insurance coverage for autism treatment. Our guest, Judy Robson, Senate Majority Leader. And it looks like the same committee, Senator Robson, is having the hearing on the autism bill this morning and then the smoking bill this afternoon?
Right. Senator Carpenter's Committee on Public Health and Senior Issues is having a very active day.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we'll talk about the smoking next hour. this hour, autism, and Dan in Duluth is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to play devil's advocate a little bit. I actually support wholeheartedly what your guest is working toward, but the example that she used in the mammary exams and how much money it saved, that's money that was saved by the insurance companies, and I believe that the money that would be saved here in reduced costs for special education would be state money. So I'll take my answer off the air.
Yes, you're right. The analogy is correct. I was using the example of screening mammograms to indicate that insurance companies 17 years ago also resisted, mm-hmm. saying, no, we shouldn't have another mandate. It's going to cost all of us a lot of money, and they resisted then, and now they know how much it would save them. And so I'm thinking, that, you know, parallel, that they're resisting this right now and may not realize, and I did not realize until I did this extensive research, that the autism behavioral treatment is so effective and will save so much money. We think that it costs all of us about $35 billion in this country, and we can save $19 for every $1 we invest. So I don't think insurance companies know that. I did not know that. And now that we all know that, I hope that we'll rally behind this.
I'm going to go to Maddie in Waupaca. Maddie, actually, if I'm not mistaken, was a listener who called into a recent open line and suggested we do a program on this particular issue. And Maddie, is that right? Well, I'm glad that we were able to do this with Senator Robson, and I'm glad you called in and were able to hear it, too.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. What I wanted to comment was that I attended a meeting in Madison where they indicated that the cost of not treating could exceed $1 million to the taxpayer because if the child grows up and has to be institutionalized or is non-functioning, it would cost the taxpayer like way over $1 million for each person. And also I wanted to ask, how can we contact the legislature to ask them to please pass this legislation?
Maddie, I didn't ask you when you called in at the time, do you have a child or know someone?
I have a grandson.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, Senator Robson.
Yeah, thank you, Maddie. If you would call your state legislator, state senator and state representative, and indicate that you would like this bill supported, that would help a lot. Or call the hotline number and indicate your support for it, or email. We're now on email as well. But you're right, the cost of treatment is far outweighs the benefits, and the cost-benefit analysis is pretty stark. We looked at Indiana. Indiana has passed something like this, and they did a cost-benefit study, and they reported a savings of between $1.6 million and $2 million over the lifetime of each autistic child who receives 3 years of average early intensive behavioral treatment. And as I mentioned earlier, President Bush signed the Combating Autism Act because the spectrum, the autism spectrum disease, is now a national priority. It has increased in prevalence, and we know that there's treatment available, and we need to do all we can to find more evidence-based interventions, more early screening, and enhancing information in public awareness, and this bill does that.
The legislative hotline number, toll-free, is 1-800-362-9472. Liza in Middleton is next. Hi, Liza.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I'm just calling in because I have a three-year-old son that is on the waiting list. We've been waiting for about 15 months, so I obviously am mm-hmm. all for early intervention. He can't communicate. He spends a lot of time spinning in circles and walking on his tiptoes and doing all the things that autistic kids do. However, when we're talking about insurance, I think people have to remember, this isn't only the early intervention and the cost of early intervention. My husband was a small business owner, and he had to seek outside employment because we couldn't get anyone to cover our son, period. So regardless of what the cost was, we couldn't get health insurance for him. And so we then were accepted for Medicaid. So when our son gets a cold and goes to the doctor, the taxpayers pay for it.
Oh, my goodness, you're kidding. So you can't even bring your son for medical treatment for typical childhood ailments?
No, a lot of these kids, because of their diagnosis, are unable to get health insurance.
Yeah, Senator Robson?
Yeah. Well, insurance companies have been cherry-picking and do not want to cover anyone who is getting old, sick, or has any pre-existing conditions. And if I could just put a plug in why we need to reform the healthcare system. It's costing too much. It's bankrupting families, businesses, government, and we need to do all we can to change the system. Senate Democrats are working on the plan right now.
Yeah. In fact, we are getting some calls from people saying we, you know, need universal health care and that kind of thing, but that's not the issue.
That's not the issue, but in the long term, it's the result.
Yeah.
The need.
Liza, thank you very much for the call. Terry in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. I'm right now battling the insurance company. My son was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome. And he's, you know, in grade school and doing okay, but the insurance company doesn't want to cover any treatments for him because they're calling it, well, it's called a pervasive developmental disorder. They're thinking he's developing. He's going to develop. He's going to grow out of this like you grow out of a pair of shoes. No, you don't. This is what he is. He has difficulties with speech. It's the pragmatics and the use of language. He's very literal. They don't want to cover it because they think it's developmental, which is kind of a language, very literal language problem that they're having. I can't get them to cover. However, I'm having problems with the school because he is performing to district and state requirements, which I'm sorry are woefully sad. Because he's performing to that, they can't or won't help him until he falls behind the level, which would be a very sad day. They can't provide him any special education. So if the insurance companies can't do it and the state won't do it, it's left to us.
Mm-hmm. Senator Robson?
Yeah, you're caught between the catch-22. This bill does address the autism spectrum disorder, which would include the Asperger's syndrome. And I'm sorry that you're caught between all of this. You have to wait for your child to deteriorate before they might get services rather than enhancing the treatment so that they will excel.
Terry, thanks very much, and good luck to you. Pat in Green Bay, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have some comments also on autism. I have an autistic grandson, and secondly, I worked with autistic people for a while. And my first question is, how many people would have an insurance, and what kind of insurance would be necessary to get this coverage on autism when the bill passes?
Well, it would cover all insurance that in the state, group insurance as well as private insurance.
Yeah, whatever your insurance policy is, Pat, would have to cover the autism treatment, this intensive behavioral treatment.
Right.
Pat?
I know several people who do not have insurance and can't get insurance. And they have autistic children, and they are getting no treatment whatsoever.
Yeah, those would be the ones, Senator Robson, that might be signing up on the waiting list for the state coverage.
Right, under the Medicaid waiver program, the Katie Beckett program, as others, and that's why we need to extend insurance to everyone in this state. That's a separate issue, but still, it's very important. People who don't have insurance don't have access to good quality care.
We have something of the same thing. I and my wife are diabetics, and Wisconsin mandates the diabetic oral medicine and so forth. That the insurance companies fight it right down to the very end. Yesterday we went in and got test strips, and we had to put down the cash. Then you got to write them a letter.
Yeah, we're
going to wait 6 months to get it.
I know, Pat, but yeah, we don't have time to go into that particular fight with the insurance company, but I do appreciate your call and your questions. What kind of a fight are the insurance companies going to put toward this bill, Senator Robson? And in our final minute, are you optimistic this can pass?
Well, it has a number of Senate authors and co-authors in the Assembly as well. And I think that they will put up a resistance. However, I think that when they hear the stories of cure and hope and that treatment works, that I think even maybe the coldest heart will be warmed, and hopefully they'll get behind it. I am very optimistic.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Judy Robson, Senate Majority Leader, Democratic State Senator from Beloit, author of SB 178, which will receive a hearing today at the state capitol this morning at 9:30. The bill would require insurance companies to cover the cost of autism treatment in Wisconsin.